at lahat ng masaya sumigaw! Iyon, no? Okay, sige. Maraming salamat. Palakpakan naman natin ang mga volunteers natin, music team, of course, Earl, and the dancers. Okay, maraming salamat. You know, they're doing a great job. Kundi dahil sa kanila, hindi magiging excellent ang party natin ngayong araw na to. Okay? Tignan mo nga yung katabi mo. Mukha bang masaya yan? Okay, ganito na lang. Sino sa inyo dito yung katabi mo mukhang masaya? Itaas mo yung kamay mo. Ayos. Sino sa inyo dito? Ikaw ang masaya! Grabe, masaya talaga ang youth service natin. Anyway, we would like to welcome everyone and of course, hindi magpapahuli ang mga nasa overflow room! Nagtitinginan lahat yung camera yung tinignan ko kasi nandun yung overflow room. Okay? So maraming salamat sa... Well, ganun talaga pagka na-late, dun tayo sa overflow. That's why next week, if you wanna be here, okay, let's come early. Pero it's okay, mas malapit din kayo kay Lord sa overflow. Okay, palakpakan natin mga nasa overflow room! Okay, nandun sila sa kids church natin. Kids church talaga, nasa kids pala. But anyway, thank you. Actually, marami pang hindi nakapasok talaga sa mga kaibigan nyo. Please tell them to come early next Friday as we end up our series, okay? Vibe. And by the way, yung mga yung nanalo kanina sa game, yung YOLO, asan yon? Asan yon? Ayun. Yeah, talagang kumakasigaw, no? Alam nyo ba kung bakit sila nanalo? Kasi wala talaga nagpasa ng entry, sila lang. So walang competition. Pakita nga natin. Ayan. Buwis buhay, kaya talaga nanalo. Pero nanalo sila ng bonchon, ano pa, mga sneakers. Ayun, no? Tayo ka nga, pakita mo, para seryoso kami dito eh. Ayan, may Cebu dyan, Cebu. Yung bonchon sa Cebu. Okay? Pupunta pa na Cebu. But anyway, thank you for joining yung mga pakulo natin dito. Again, we are continuing our series, Vibe. Of course, last week, wala tayo dito dahil may power shortage tayo. That is why we canceled it. Sino sa inyo dito? Nagpunta pa rin kayo last Friday. Uy, marami-rami sa atin dito. It's either hindi kayo naka-receive ng text or hindi kayo nakapagbasa ng Facebook, okay? Or talaga nabasa nyo na naka-receive pa kayo na mamag-asa pa rin talaga kayo na magkakaroon pa rin ng youth service yan. Kaya kayo nandito. But anyway, thank you for coming and today, okay, itutuloy natin yung second week natin. Let me just make a recap. Last week, pinag-usapan natin yung hashtag YOLO. Okay, you only live once. Isang beses ka lang mabubuhay sa mundong ibabaw. Okay? And of course, we answer the question, is there really a meaning to this life? Meron ba talagang kahulugan ang buhay ko? Okay? Itong situation ko ngayon, meron pa ba akong pag-asa? Meron bang purpose? May destiny ba? May hope? Of course, we answered that question and we found out that the reason and meaning of life is Jesus Christ alone. Ang magbibigay ng halaga ng purpose sa buhay mo, hindi kung sino-sinong tao o ang bagay na meron ka, kundi si Jesus lang. Okay? So because the reason and meaning of life is Jesus Christ alone. And right now, we'll be talking about another hashtag and we call that hashtag good vibes. Okay? Kaya mukhang maganda ba yung mga vibes ng katabi mo at mukhang masaya talaga yan. Of course, we're gonna answer the question, is there really a way to be truly happy? Meron ba talagang, magiging masaya ba talaga ako? Kasi bago pa lang ako pumunta dito, binasted ako na nililigawan ko. Sasabihin mo sa akin, kailangan dapat may pag-asa maging masaya. Okay? Eh, prelim ngayon? Pumasa ba kayo? Ayan. Sige. Kasi pagka pumasa ka sa prelim mo, syempre, there's a way to be truly happy. Sino yung mga nag-prelim dito? Nag-prelim. Sino naniniwala pumasa ka sa prelim mo? Meron bang naniniwalang hindi? Okay, syempre, pagka may exam tayo, pumasa tayo, syempre, masaya tayo. You know, let me just say this. Okay, listen up. On Amazon.com, okay, maybe all of you, most of you here are familiar with Amazon.com. Dito ka bumibili ng mga books, okay, mga gamit, kung ano-anong gamit. You know, in this website on Amazon.com, there were over 2,000 book titles, okay, about giving advice about 7 steps, okay, 9 keys, 10 choices, 12 secrets, and over 14,000 thoughts about being happy na ibibigay sa atin itong Amazon.com. Okay? Why is that? Because they realized, they understood that everybody wants to be happy. That's why they are selling these books. Okay? Paano magiging masaya ang isang tao. But interestingly, listen to this. May mga ganong books, but there are about 120 million prescriptions. Alam mo yung pagka nagpapakonsulta ka sa doctor mo, sa family doctors mo, bibigyan ka ng prescription. There were over 120 million prescription about on antidepressant. Why? Kasi kahit na gaano gustong ng tao na maging masaya, at the end of the day, meron pa rin talagang kulang. There's still emptiness in somebody's life. Okay? Yun yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon. Yun yung sasagutin natin ngayon. Is there really a way to be truly happy? In fact, the top 3 business industries today, okay, are entertainment, gambling, and banking and finance. Think about this. Millions and billions are being spent every single day. Itong mga industry na to. Why? Because they want to make people happy. Imagine, kaya may mga casino dyan, mga entertainments, everything, ginagawa nila lahat, okay, para maging masaya ang tao. And I believe, wala naman siguro, yung katabi mo naman siguro, ayaw naman siguro malungkot yan habang buhay, di ba? Yung habang buhay, naghihikaos lang, talagang umiiyak lang, alam mo yan, kasi broken-hearted, wala namang ganun. Gusto natin lahat maging masaya tayo. Okay? Why? Because everybody wants to be happy. That includes me, that includes you, that includes the person on your right, on your left, at your back, your front. Okay? Lahat tayo gusto nating sumaya. But then again, the question is there really a way to be truly happy? We're gonna find this out from the man who really accomplished everything. Okay, you know, napakayaman itong taong ito. Nakuha niya lahat. Walang sino mang tao, okay, na nakakuha nito beside him. Okay, siya lang ang talaga nagkaroon ng yaman. Ang pinakamayamang tao na nabuhay sa balat ng lupa. And let me just give you a background of the book Ecclesiastes. Doon tayo yung pinag-uusapan natin for the next 3 weeks. Okay? Ecclesiastes is just right before the book of Proverbs. After book of Proverbs, if you are familiar with your Bible, then just right before the Song of Solomon. Okay? So yung tatlong yon ang sumulat noon, si King Solomon. Now, itong Ecclesiastes, itong book na to, really, this is really a question. Not really an answer. Okay, in fact, sabi ng mga scholar, why is it na sa lahat ng books ng Bible, bakit na isama tong Ecclesiastes? Where in fact, you cannot really see answer. But in fact, this is actually a setup of defining who God is, who God really is. That's why it's a good book to study. Okay, kung pag umuwi ka, pwede mo ring basahin tong book ng Ecclesiastes. Okay, if you have your Bible with you, I want to read. Okay, you can just read along with me. Meron may commotion dito sa right side ko eh. Mga Brad, ano ba meron tayo dyan? Ayan. Okay. Sige. We're gonna read God's Word today. In honor of God's Word, let us all be focused, okay, sa pag-uusapan natin. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 1. We're gonna read through 11. Verse 11. It says here, I said to myself, come now, sabi ni King Solomon, I will test you with pleasure to find out what is good, but that also proved to be meaningless. Laughter, I said, is madness. So kung masaya ka ngayon, it's madness. Diba? Nasisiraan ka lang daw ng ulo. Hindi yun na sinasabi ng scripture. But I said, is madness, and what does pleasure accomplish? I tried cheering myself with wine and embracing folly, my mind still guiding me with wisdom. I wanted to see what was good for people to do under the heavens during the few days of their lives. I undertook great projects. Think about this. Kung merong mga Ayala Land, Robinsons, SM, walang sinabi yon kay King Solomon because he undertook great projects. Yung pinakamalalaking proyekto na ginawa, nagpatayo ng bahay, ng mga condominiums, lahat ng mall. Siya yun. Okay? He's the man. I built houses for myself and planted vineyards. I made gardens and parks and planted all kinds of fruit trees in them. So, imagine, hindi lang siya nagtayo ng garden, pero nagpatayo siya forest. As in, talaga mga puno, pinatayo niya. Why? Because he's so rich. And he accomplished everything sa life niya. I made reservoir through water groves of flourishing trees. So, lahat ng mga Lamesa Dam, okay, Angat Dam, lahat ng mga dam sa buong mundo, siya ang may-ari during that time. Siya yung nagpagawa, siya yung nagpatayo. And I bought male and female slaves and had other slaves who were born in my house. I also owned more herds and flocks than anyone in Jerusalem before me. And then I amassed silver and gold for myself and the treasure of kings and provinces. I acquired male and female singers. Now, I want you to notice this. Hindi niya kailangan ng iPod. Hindi niya kailangan ng mga MP3s. Pinadadala niya lahat. Kung gusto niya makinig ng sounds, dinadala niya ang One Direction sa harap niya para makinig siya. Ganun siya katindi. Hindi niya kailangan ng mga YouTube or whatever. Kung may concert, gusto ko makinig, gusto ko mag-relax habang kumakain ako ng ubas, tawagin sila, pakantayin sila sa harap ko. Ganun si King Solomon. Why? Because it says here, I acquired male and female singers and a harem as well, the delights of a man's heart. I became greater by far than anyone in Jerusalem before me. In all this, my wisdom stayed with me. I denied myself nothing my eyes desired. Spoiled brat, si King Solomon. Lahat ng gusto niya, makukuha niya. He will take no for an answer. Everything he will get. I refused my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all my labor, and this was the reward for all my soul. Then in verse 11, he said this, yet, when I surveyed all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless. Grabe yung mga pinatayo niyang mga dam, mga pinatayo niyang forest, lahat ng mga pinakakanta niya sa harap niya, walang kwenta yon. Asan na ako? Everything was meaningless. A chasing after the wind, nothing was gained under the sun. Can we just open in the word of prayer? Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you, God, for the students, God, that you brought in this place. God, I pray, God, that may you open our hearts, that we may receive your word, your message, God, the gospel of salvation, God, that will bring happiness, the real happiness, Lord God, over our lives, Lord. God, bless the preaching of your word, God. May you increase and I may decrease. We give you praise, God, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. You know, two weeks ago, I made a survey sa Facebook. And I asked this question, survey, what is one thing that makes you happy? Okay, of course, may hashtag Metro East Vibe yan. Kaya pagka may mga pinipicturean kayo or maybe experience nyo after this, use hashtag Metro East Vibe. Okay, trending yan as in worldwide nagtatrend yung Metro East Vibe. Okay, joke lang yan, tayo lang yan. You know, I asked this question, I believe lahat tayo dito, there's one thing, maybe more, that could make us happy. Diba, maybe some of you, again, yung nag-exam ka kanina, prelim nyo, feeling mo, uy, pasado ako dito. That's one thing that makes you happy. Tapos pagdating ng Monday, hindi pala, bagsak ka, no? Diba? But ito yung magpapasaya sa atin. Maybe some of you here, ang nagpapasaya sa inyo, boyfriend mo, girlfriend mo, o yung crush mo, every time nakikita mo siya. Uy, grabe, asaya ko na naman ngayong araw na to. Diba, may mga ganon. So marami nagpapasaya sa atin. Maaring yung aso mo nagpapasaya sa iyo pag umuwi ka, di ba? So marami nagpapasaya sa atin. You know, maraming sumagot. In fact, kumuha lang ako ng mga ilan-ilan. Yung interesting answers, okay? Yung iba kasi sinabi, food, ice cream, okay, chocolate, may mga ng chocolate. So maraming sagot. Pero ito yung mga ilan-ilan lang sa mga napili ko. First, Sabi ni Timo Valientes, ang nagpapasaya sa kanya, bacon! So may exclamation point pa yan. Hindi ko alam kung galit siya habang kinakain niya yung bacon. Bacon to! Nagpapasaya sa akin. Hashtag caps lock para with conviction. So habang kumakain siya ng mga kolesterol, ng mga taba, may conviction yon. Kasi yun ang nagpapasaya sa kanya. Asan ba si Timo? Asan si Timo? Pakita nga natin si Timo para halata talaga na bacon ang gusto niya. Asan si Timo? Oh, sige. Oh, wala. Nagpipicture daw si Timo. Okay, so ito yung nagpapasaya sa kanya. May isa pa. Sabi gano'n ni Gabe Mutya. Andiyan ba si Gabe? Okay. Sabi ni Gabe, kapag si crush ang unang nag-chat sa'yo, hashtag walang hugot, ha? Hashtag kasayahan lang. Totoo lang, ha? Walang hugot, ha? Pero, di ba sabi ni Gab, talagang pagka-chat niya si crush, oh, talagang, yun, meron ba dito, di ba? Pagka naka-chat mo siya, uy, ano ba naman to? Chinat niya na naman ako. Nag-aaral ako, pwede ba? Please. Please lang. Prelim namin ngayon. Huwag mo akong i-chat. Okay? Pero ito yung nagpapasaya sa atin. Meron ba? Sabi ni Faye Rafinan, pag nagkaka-eye to eye contact kami ni Limin Ho, every time na dadaan ako sa store ng bench, hashtag asumingera, hashtag OMG kakilig, hashtag medyo fangirl. Ha, ha. Yun, no? So, ito naman nagpapasaya kay Faye. Kaya pagka dumadaan siya, feeling niya, ayan ka na naman, tinititigan mo na naman ako. Stop it! Please! Lee! I don't like this! Diba? Gumagano si Faye. Kaya pag may kasama siya, please cover me. Ayan na naman siya, tinititigan niya. Asumingera talaga si Faye. Okay? But that's what makes her happy. Okay? So, alam mo yung mga... Pagbigyan na natin, yun na yung kaligayahan niya. Bigay na natin sa kanya. So, marami. Of course, ito yung pinakagusto ko sa lahat. Sabi ni Jerry De Sagun, what makes her happy is really si Che lang wala nang iba. Okay? So, talagang pagka, ano, Che, di ba, pagkakinlik mo yun, makikita talaga na, uy, tinag ako nitong taon to. By the way, si Jerry, he's one of our pastors here. He's one of our campus missionaries. Okay? And then si Che, campus missionary din natin na pangasawa ni Pastor Jerry. Kinasal sila nung Feb. Tama ba? Tama, Feb. Pastor Jerry, tayo ka naman. Ayun si Pastor Jerry. Alam mo na, ito bukang bibig na yun, no? Bukang bibig nito talaga. Pagka nagmi-meeting kami, talaga lagi si Che. So obvious talaga nagpapasaya sa kanya si Che. Okay? So, anyway... Again, marami sa ating nagpapasaya. Okay? Maraming bagay ang pwedeng makapagpasaya sa atin. But then again, I believe, di ba nga yung iba sa atin, masaya ka pagka pinopost mo, OOTD, hashtag OOTD. Di ba? Pagka may bago kang damit, di ba? Tapos ipopost mo, uy, outfit of the day ko to, ah. Okay? Masaya ka nun. Yung iba sa inyo, masaya pag may pera ka, pag okay ang grades mo. Yung iba naman, may ibang tao din na masaya kapag ka because of their vices, mga bisyo, because of parties, gimmicks, and everything. That's what makes them happy, yung mga bagay na yon. But again, we're gonna look into a man, how he defined happiness. Based on his experience, based on his learnings, pag-uusapan natin ngayon kung paano niya naintindihan ang pagiging masaya. Kung paano maging masaya ang isang tao. First thing first, I want to share with you that real happiness cannot be found on things of this world. Hindi mo makikita ang kasiyahan, ang kaligayahan sa mga bagay na nakikita lang natin. In fact, sabi nga doon sa verse 11, yet when I surveyed all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless. This is King Solomon himself, acquired everything. But yet, sabi niyang ganon, everything was meaningless. Hindi niya nakita yung tunay na kaligayahan, na kasiyahan sa mga bagay na meron siya because he declared everything was meaningless. A chasing after the wind, nothing was gained under the sun. Now, let me ask you this question. Sino sa inyo dito, di ba? You know, at one point in your life, you want something, but then again, after a little while, you no longer want it. Let me give you an example. I believe, hindi ka mang magtaas ng kamay mo, ikaw to. Diba? Bago mag-start ang klase, excited ka. Sabi, Nay, ito yung gusto ko, yung Power Rangers na ano. Diba? Yung cover. Gustong gusto ko to. Kaya mga ano, yung Winnie the Pooh, diba? Yung SpongeBob. Ito talaga yung gusto ko, yung cover, diba? Kaya pagka nasa school ka na, talagang yung lipat mo ng bawat page, talagang ingat na ingat ka. Eh, ito yung, di ba yung... Parang ayaw mong, pagka may nasasagi lang, uy, ano ko ba, bago to. Di ba? Diba? Talagang yung sulat mo, ang ganda. Di ba, alam mo yung maganda pa, pag sign pen, talagang alinis. Pero after a week, talagang kumakalipat ka. Tapos puro drawing na, di ba? You no longer want it. You want it before, but you no longer want it. And some of us here, di ba, pag kami may damit kang bago, binili ng nanay mo, binubukod mo pag nilalaban ng nanay mo, Nay, baka makuha, mahawahan ng dekolot, ibukod natin. Ako na maglalaban yan, ikaw magsasampay, di ba? Pero after a week, wala na, ihagis mo talaga kung saan mo gusto. Because you no longer want it. Yung iba sa inyo, mga lalaki, mga shoes. Kaganda ng shoes, di ba? Hyperfuse, Jordan, grabe. Ano pa ba? Di ba? Kahit ano, GB, di ba? ET, di ba? Ingat na ingat ka, di ba? So parang, pagka talagang, bago mo ibalik sa, pag hinubad mo, talaga ingat na ingat ka. Pinupunasan mo, ilalagay mo uli sa box. 'Di ba? Parang ayaw mong mahawahan. Pero after a month, wala, pagkahubad mo, inahagis mo, Nay, ikaw na bahala dito. 'Di ba? Talaga wala ka ng pakialam. Why? Because let me tell you this, because everything in this world has an expiration. There's no permanent in this world. Lahat ng mga gusto natin, later on, we don't want it anymore. We don't like it. In fact, meron nga, di ba, yung iba sa inyo, I don't know kung inabot nyo pa itong 5110. Ako, inabot ko to eh. Kaya ito yung mga panahon ko yata eh. Di ba, yung talagang ingat na ingat ka, parang, I want this phone. Grabe talaga. Ang ganda, may antena, hawak na hawak mo. Di ba, may, pwede mo lagyan ng backlight, talaga. Grabe, tapos iba-iba pa yung casing mo, iba yung housing mo every day. Kulay green ngayon, o Tuesday, kulay red naman ngayon. O Wednesday, pink. Diba? Iba-iba. Pero yung dumating to, 3210, uy, grabe, ayoko ng 5110. At least ito, makapag-snake na ako. Diba? Uy, ang haba na. Umkain ka. Diba? So, at least ito, mas handy. Pero yung dumating to, ayaw mo ng 3210. Mas, uy, ito, mas handy talaga. Talaga, pwede ko ilagay sa pocket ko lang, 8210. Okay? Pwede ko talagang, alam mo yan, talagang, ngayon, palakihan na uli, di ba, yung mga tablet. Hello, brother. So, dati palakihan, ding, paliitan, ngayon, palakihan uli. Okay? Because everything has an expiration. We don't want it anymore. Parang si King Solomon, na-realize niya everything was meaningless. That is why everything that we have right now, maybe you have these material things or maybe you have this relationship. I hope that it would last. But let me just tell you this, that real happiness, you can never find real happiness on things alone. Sa mga bagay na nakikita natin, sa mga bagay na meron tayo. Why? Because it's just, it will expire one day. It will end one day. Yun yung na-realize ni King Solomon. And another thing is that he said that real happiness cannot be pursued. You can never chase it. Hindi mo pwedeng habulin. You cannot, in fact, fabricate it. You cannot fake it. Hindi mo pwedeng i-fake yung kasiyahan mo, yung kaligayahan mo. Hindi mo mape-fake yan. That's why he mentioned in verse 70 to 18, so I hated life because the work that is done under the sun was grievous to me. All of it is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. So parang inahabol mo lang. Sino sa inyo dito yung bagyong Glenda, hinabol mo? Di ba? Uy, habulin kita, di ba? Yung mga yero natin, talagang ano pa tawag dito? Umahagis talaga. Pero wala sino man sa atin ang humabol. Okay, kay Glenda. Why? Because you can never chase the wind. In fact, when you chase and pursue happiness, it will end up you yourself. Pagod ka, it's pointless. Parang you are wasted because you can never fabricate it. You can never fake it. Then sabi din verse 18, I hated all the things I had toiled for under the sun because I must leave them to the one who comes after me. You know, the good news about this is that, you know, there's something that God wants to let us know about what real happiness is all about. Because when we talk about that, you know, when we talk about real happiness cannot be pursued. Now, listen to this. Many people tried happiness, ended up crazy, literally. Literally. Yung college ako, high school ako, college ako, marami akong barkada, you know, they tried pursuing happiness by doing drugs. And literally, honestly, I want to tell you, some of them, they're crazy right now. In fact, they don't know what's life. Yung iba sa kanila, wala na, hindi na nakapagtapos ng pag-aaral because all they want is to do drugs. That's what real happiness to them. But many of them ended up crazy. Many of the people tried happiness but ended up tired. Alam mo, napagod. And many people tried happiness, ended up quitting. Kaya yung maraming mga kabataan ngayon, nag-suicide na. Why? Kasi kala ko, ito yung makakapagpasaya sa akin, relationship, tapos ganito pala ang nangyari sa akin. Kaya maraming mga kabataan, nag-i-emo. Ano yung mga last pulso? Ayaw mo sa akin. They ended up quitting. Seriously. Because many people tried happiness. They tried pursuing it. They tried chasing it. They tried faking it. Fabricating happiness. Ito ang makakapagpasaya sa akin. Kaya gagawin ko to. Ito ang susundan ko. Ito ang makakapagpasaya sa akin. But they ended up empty, lifeless. Why? Because real happiness cannot be found on things on this world and it cannot be pursued. Again, katulad ng binasa natin kanina, that no one can pursue it. But here's the good news, okay? Sabi mo naman sa katabi mo, may good news ka. Here's the good news of what King Solomon tried to tell us dito sa vibe series natin, you know, with this subject, good vibes, is there really a way to be truly happy? You know, the good news is, you know, some of us might be thinking, you know, if I cannot find happiness on the things of this world, if I can't pursue happiness, if I can't chase it, how then can I really be happy? Eh, sabi ni King Solomon, everything was meaningless. I want answer to this question, paano ako magiging masaya? Paano ako mapufulfill sa mga bagay na gusto kong makita sa buhay ko? You know, the good news is, real happiness only comes from a relationship with God. You can never find the happiness in your vices. I want to tell you something. You know who you are right now. I've experienced it before. But then again, I thank God, I praise God. He took me out of that. Why? Because I realized that's not happiness. Happiness ba yung after mo na ipag-inuman sa barkada mo, umuwi ka, sakit ng ulo mo, lasing na lasing ka. Sumusuka ka sa daan. Will you call that happiness? Habang sumusuka ka, I'm happy. Woo! Diba? Cause I'm happy. Woo! That's not happiness. If you're doing drugs, you're wasting money, you're wasting hope and purpose in your life. Will you honestly say that that's what makes you happy? Hindi ka makatulog sa gabi? Kasi dilat na dilat ang mata mo kasi high ka eh. Happy ako ba? Wow, heaven to. Woo! Bukas hindi ka makapasok kasi kinabukasan dun ka inaantok. Bumaba na kasi yung tama eh. I know it. I know this. You know, we have words before. Ito yung tinatawag namin mga bangag. Bangag ka, brad, ah. Alam mo, hindi mo makausap ng matino? Ito ba talaga magpapasaya sa atin? Kapag ka meron kang girlfriend na dalawa, tatlo, apat, lima, ito ba talaga magpapasaya sa'yo? Heartthrob ako, brad. Hindi ako kontento sa isa, dalawa, tatlo, kailangan ko. Ito ba talaga magpapasaya sa'yo? But let me tell you this. Real happiness, you can never find it on things of this world. And you can never pursue it. You can never fake it. Because the good news is, real happiness only comes from a relationship with God. I want to tell you something. It is not wrong to be happy. In fact, God created us, designed us to be happy. In fact, when He created heaven and earth, when He created plants, animals, when He created sea, the sun, all of us, He mentioned in the book of Genesis, it was good. He appreciated it. He was happy. That's why I believe in my heart that God wants everyone of this room, everyone in this room to be happy. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, gusto ni Lord, happy ka. But listen to this. If this is the ultimate pursuit of life, something is wrong. Something is wrong. God wants all of us to be happy, but if this is the only pursuit of life, something is wrong. Because I believe in my heart, God wants you to be happy. In fact, the reason why nakakapag-aral ka sa ngayon sa campus, kung nasan ka ngayon, maybe yung iba sa inyo, hindi ka masaya, pero God wants you to be happy. Kaya meron ka mga gadgets ngayon, may mga gamit ka, cellphone, whatever. Because God wants you to be happy. The reason why you have friends around you, because God wants you to be happy. Palakpakan mo ngayon katabi mo, yung kaibigan mo. Mahal ka ni Lord eh, gusto niya masaya ka. But you know what? Let us read this scripture. In the same chapter, verses 24 to 26, it says here, a person can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction on their own toil. This too I see is from the hand of God. Everything that you have, everything that you are experiencing, it's all from the hand of God. Because God wants you to be happy. God wants you to live life to the fullest. That is how God designed every one of us. Ayaw niya na isa man sa atin malungkot, umiiyak dahil sa mga problema, dahil sa mga kasalanang nagawa natin. That is why God gave His own Son, so that we will find true happiness in life. In fact, verse 25, for without Him, who can eat or find enjoyment? Again, real happiness, we can never find it sa mga bagay na meron tayo. Praise God for that. But real happiness will take place when we have real relationship with God Himself. Ang Diyos ang magpapasaya sa atin. Pagka meron tayong relasyon sa Panginoon, hindi yung mga binibigay ng Panginoon sa atin. Pero ang Diyos mismo ang magpapasaya sa buhay natin. siya mismo magpo-fulfill ng mga emptiness, ng mga yung mga kakulangan natin sa buhay natin. Real happiness comes from a relationship with God. It's only God Himself. An eternal longing cannot be satisfied by temporary pleasure. Hindi yan ma... Alam mo yun yung... Kung ano yung mga dinidesire ng heart mo ngayon, hindi yan mapufulfill with temporary pleasures. You know what? Ito yung party-party natin. This is just temporary. Pag uwi nyo, I'm telling you, listen to this. All of you students, listen to this. We might be having party-party here. We might be having great time. But I wanna assure you, I wanna tell you this. Pag uwi nyo sa mga bahay nyo, yung iba sa inyo, may problema ka. Yung iba sa inyo, ayaw mong umuwi kasi nanay at tatay ko, nag-aaway na naman. Yung iba sa inyo, ayaw pumasok kinabukasan kasi Sabado bukas, wala akong pasok. Hindi, yung iba may pasok. Diba? Kasi babagsak na naman ako. Ba't ako mag-aaral? Wala akong pan-tuition. That's why hindi natin makikita ang kaligayahan sa mundong ito. It's only with God. You can find real happiness by having a relationship with God. Let me read last scripture. This is the story about Jesus giving full satisfaction to this lady who has so many relationships. I think 5, 6. Pero hindi niya makita talaga yung magpo-fulfill sa buhay niya. Kaya yung dumating si Jesus, ito yung sinabi niya. Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again." Lahat ng meron tayo, pansamantala, kinabukasan, we want more. We'll be thirsty again. But Jesus said, "Whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." This is Jesus offering you and me real happiness. Happiness that can never fade away. Happiness that will last. Happiness that will be assured of. Tulog ka man o hindi. Busy ka man o hindi. It is given. That's why God Himself came down here on earth. For us to know that there's meaning in this life. Pwede pala akong maging masaya. Kahit na marami akong problema sa bahay namin. Pwede pala akong maging masaya kahit na problema ko tong girlfriend ko na to, boyfriend ko na to. Pwede pala akong maging masaya kahit na hirap ako ngayon sa school ko. Yes. Because this is Jesus offering you, telling you that indeed, He died. Listen to this. He died in your place, in our place, so that we will be happy in this life. Kasi kung hindi niya ginawa yon, habang buhay tayo naghihirap dahil sa kasalanan natin. But He took all the punishment on His shoulder. Sinapo niya lahat yon, pinasa niya lahat ng mga kasalanan natin so that you and me will be happy. We'll find real happiness in this life. That is the gospel. That is the good news. You don't have to work for it. Hindi mo kailangan pagtatrabahuhan yung kaligtasan mo. Si Jesus na ang gumawa nun para sa'yo. All you have to do is to accept Him as your Lord and Savior. I want to pray right now. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? You know, I believe in my heart that God is touching some of us here today. Maybe some of you here, you came here, problematica, burden, heavy laden. You don't know what to do. You don't know still if there's, is there still life for me? Wala na yung tatay ko. Pwede pa ba ako maging masaya? Wala yung nanay ko, pwede pa ba ako maging masaya? Wala yung mga kaibigan ko, mahal ko sa buhay, pwede pa ba ako maging masaya? Yes, you can experience this happiness. Lord, I pray, God, right now, God, for all these students, God. Thank you, God, for bringing them here. God, I just pray
God, that you would just help us, Lord God, realize, God, that real happiness, Lord God, is having a relationship with you. And God, thank you, Lord God, because it is you first and foremost, Lord, who sought us, who offered this relationship to us, Lord. It's never about us. We didn't do anything about this relationship, God, but it's all about you, God, coming down here on earth to offer us salvation. That's why today, Lord God, we welcome you. And Lord, we say, God, thank you, for you want all of us to be happy, Lord. At Lord, magiging masaya lang kami pagka meron kaming Diyos sa buhay namin. And that is you, God.